This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I know, I'm being crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it's the afternoon.
Right.
And it's very much the afternoon.
Solidly.
Nobody would say it's evening.
It's three.
It's three.
You know what?
What?
I feel like I haven't seen you in a while.
That's true. Well, we saw each other a lot because we had our big show in LA two days ago. And we were seeing each other. We were with each other.
Right.
We were in the cauldron together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I had a little bit of a hangover the next day of like feeling so seen.
Oh.
Do you ever get that?
Yeah, yeah. A vulnerability hangover.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, like all these people. And it was like all these industry people and then all these like friend people. And like seeing me, I was like, whoa, like everybody relax.
Right.
Like, why are you guys looking at me so much? But then it is because we asked.
Yes.
We begged.
Right.
Right.
I think that something about, actually, this is not something I want to say.
Okay. Right, right.
Respects me.
Should we bring in our guest?
Yeah.
Sorry, I laughed.
No,
But you were being funny.
That was great. That was what the warning shot of bringing me in was.
Warning shot. Warning, there's a guest here.
Yeah. We're really excited to have our guest.
No, I love her so much.
She's totally amazing.
Here's what I'm going to promote for her. Mm-hmm. She has a TV show on Adult Swim.
That's true. Well, I did.
You did. But you still
it's
have
still
it.
There.
In a way.
Is it actually on streaming?
Well, it's always with us. Right. It is for now.
For now.
But that's
the thing. You never
know.
It could be in the vault forever.
That's on. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Three
I have
Busy
the
Doubles.
Files. It is called Three Busy Doubles. Sorry.
And
I have
it's
the files.
So, not everybody has the files.
I've got the files.
This is the thing. You can actually, people are like, oh, the internet is forever. It's like, it actually literally is not.
Right.
I've lost almost all of the webcomic I made with my friend when I was 12.
Was that on the web?
Yes, yuccamuffin.com.
Oh, you got the...
Shout out.
You registered
the... The domain, yes.
Yuccamuffin. Mm-hmm. You are just cute. Which friend?
Milo. Bet you didn't know about that, huh?
I've never heard of it.
Find some of the comics. You know a lot of
Do you know
them.
About... What is that? The Wayback Machine?
Yeah.
Yes.
You've tried this.
Mm-hmm. And they're just...
I used it in college for my studies.
The Wayback Machine.
What?
Can't talk about that either.
It's private.
Yeah.
Your studies.
Yeah. I was just reading.
You're in private studies.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in a dream.
What did you study in college? Oh, it's private. That's actually private.
You got to move in silence.
Right.
Did you have a minor in college?
No, I did not.
I bet you did.
Like
no, you weren't allowed to at my school.
Right.
At my school.
Like, there was none of that.
At my school, say it.
This actually has come up on the last few
say
episodes.
It.
Oh, sorry. Then I'll shut up.
No, but it was Yale.
What
and
was? Do you
whatever.
Study?
What did I study? That's private. I studied photography.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's what you
You're
do now.
Crazy like that.
It's true.
It is exactly, well, and then comedy
it's
as
one
well.
One of the things
right.
you do.
Right.
I honestly forgot that you do that.
Which one? Comedy.
Photography.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Is that the right one for me to forget? I think it is.
I think so.
Like, if I was a photographer, maybe I would be
You
like,
have a zine that I think is funny.
I do.
Sandy
Do
Stark.
You want one?
Yes.
I'll give you one.
Thank you.
Oh.
And for the listener as well.
Yeah.
You can buy it.
Oh. It's great. It's like funny stock photos.
It's called Sandy Stock.
Mm-hmm.
It's all like custom stock photos that we make in-house at Sandy Stock. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes like you're just not really finding that thing that you are looking
It'll
for.
It'll be like two people who are like in like a horse costume shape and it's called like Inside the Horse.
Is my mom and Alyssa.
It's funny.
I've made my mom come model for the photos. It was my mom, Alyssa, Stonaha, my ex, Anthony, but not ex at the time. That would be funny.
Right.
Ike, Ufomadu.
Right.
Wait, so, and it's
your squad.
And it's not, people don't get to say what they need for stock. You decide.
I decide.
Right. Yeah. You know what people need.
Right.
I know what they need inside the horse costume.
Yeah. They
wanted
that.
Meanwhile,
I'm wanting to make a zine.
Well, it's we're returning to print.
A physical culture.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool where I'm like, oh, we need to go to a publisher. No.
Print it.
I can do it myself.
Yeah.
And I can just post, does anybody want one? And people might get them.
That's what I used to do. I would print them and then you just sew it together.
With a needle and thread?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Wait, what?
That's how you like bind
a paper.
Well, that's how you bind a book.
Right.
It's all like sewn in, so you can just do
that. Fabulous.
And that way, books are kind of like clothing in a way.
You know, to go back to my studies for a second.
I'm always saying that. Yeah,
books are clothing.
Books are clothing.
It's paper.
But you can wear it.
And if you wet paper, it's a shirt.
Speak more on that.
It just bends.
I'm not gonna let that one go.
It just bends quite nicely, like a sleeve. The round sleeve. Back to my studies. I had a professor in college who taught like a feminism class. Drunkard.
Charlie's
actually shotgunning a beer right now.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
What if I did that? But I won't.
I saw a video of a girl who could shotgun a beer.
I was doing that in college sometimes.
And? Good.
I was like, that. You want to know my minor in college? It was shotgunning beers to impress boys. Yeah.
Wow.
And they were like, yeah, let's kiss.
Well, actually, my whole thing of it was being like a little cutie pie and being like, I can't do it.
Oh, can you help me shotgun this beer?
And I was like, I can't. And people, but being confident about not being able to do it. And people really find that impressive.
Why do you poke the hole?
So that water can come through that, or the air can come through the hole so it comes out the mouth.
But why do you the hole and open it? Why not?
I think that if you just poke the hole, it doesn't like explode or something. I think it's part of, like the opening, it makes it explode. I don't really understand.
No, the other. Well, if you just open it, you can drink it, but the hole makes it so that it goes faster. So because the water can rush in there when you're drinking it. If you just created a full seal with your mouth around the mouth of the can, you wouldn't be able to suck anything.
It would go at your
out.
Own pace.
No, right? if you could.
It would go when you would
suck.
You would suck it. But in that way, it makes it sort of a race.
Well, and it sort of like adds like entropy into the mix.
Yeah. Meaning that everything will like die.
Well, you get to do something crazy. You get to stab a thing with a key.
Well, isn't entropy, and by the way, I said that being like, I don't remember what entropy means. I'm pretty sure
you
it just
made
means,
eye contact and I was like, help.
I believe, well, I was like, you'll know. Because the word was coming to my mind and I was like, well, you'll know what entropy is. Isn't it mean just like, everything's crazy?
Yeah. It means random.
Yeah.
It means like things are being random.
No, entropy is, right. Yeah, it's chaos. It's just like, it will, chaos reigns supreme, et cetera.
It's like, if something is crazy, that is exactly, it's, no, Charlie.
What?
That's entropy, babe.
That was weird.
That's really entropy, babe.
I just put a can down exactly on like halfway
on
the table. On the ledge of the table.
And that's on entropy.
That's funny.
That's on entropy.
Doing stuff that's really reckless, but like calmly. Do you know what I mean?
Like calmly taking out a gun.
Or just like, Or actually, like, this is the thing cats do. Sandy and I both love cats, and we both have cats.
By the way.
Like, cats will, like, look at a glass on a table and be, like, look at you, and they're, like, pushing it. They're,
slowly,
like, pushing it.
Slowly, right.
Slowly being, like, and you're, like, can you not? Like, that's going to spell. And they're, like, hold on.
Yeah.
No, let me do my thing. And then they
right.
It knocks over, and it spills everywhere. You're, like,
totally.
Right.
That's like, little,
like, well,
little,
we knew that was happening, and I actually asked you not to.
I tried to be polite.
It's
and
funny.
Was, like, don't. And it's funny.
Don't.
And they literally go.
Yeah, I've seen that, actually. They use their paw to do it.
They do. It's quite funny.
Yeah.
Except that I have to clean it up. You know what I say?
What?
Anytime I accidentally spill a cup, which is a lot.
Mm-hmm. You're just that kind of girl.
I am that kind of girl. Big sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
Say the kind.
Big sleeves. And also, like, I'm really reckless when I'm, like carrying cords around, like
you're like a tail.
Whatever.
Yeah,
if
you're bringing in your computer and the charger and like your coffee, you're like,
I'm like, oh, I have to move from here to there, and I'm just sort of like swinging it around, and I'm like, oh, it'll like reach, and then I inevitably knock over a cup of water, and I get really mad, and then I go, now I'm gonna mop the floor, and now actually my apartment's clean, so thank you.
Oh, you thank yourself.
I thank myself.
That's
I go
really
now.
Cool.
Now I actually am clean.
Right. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like when I spill water on like a couch or like a rug or something, it's like, I'm like, well, the water rule is that water can exist and it shall disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Like it mostly doesn't need
rule.
To be tended to unless there's no sun.
Right.
Right.
Cabin. All you need to do is sometimes spread it out because then it'll disappear
just,
a little faster. You want a little more surface area for the water and then it can really, you can help it do its thing.
Hair dryer as well.
That's so smart. Wait, can I say my thing about water and ice cubes? This is like the best thing I ever came up with.
Okay.
Right, Charlie?
Well, Charlie always has a lot to say about water.
But it's really good.
Well, that's subjective.
By the way, have three people ever talked faster?
No, or more simultaneously. Like, I'm not Jewish. It's a miracle that we can hear each other. Yeah. Okay, so this is my thing about water. When you drop an ice cube and you pick up an ice cube, what you've really done is spilled water, and you can pick it up with your hands, which is the dream of what you would dream of if you ever spilled water. It's on the ground everywhere. You would say, if only I could pick it up
with
my hands.
If only I could freeze this.
Right.
They need to invent hair dryer, but that freezes. Do they have that?
Wait, you know what that is sort of
ice
like?
Ice machine, I think, or an ice blower.
Ice machine, yeah.
Well, the hair dryer can go on cool.
But it's not on cold.
No.
It can go on cool.
I know Elsa can do that,
right.
Actually.
Totally. Yeah.
That's kind of her
thing. They
should
call it an Elsa.
They really should.
A freeze gun, they should call it an Elsa.
Yeah.
They also have the ShamWow.
That cleans something up.
Wasn't that the thing where it was like, you put it down and it takes the water and then you squeeze it out and then it's dry?
It's just like a sponge.
Oh my God.
That like did
That's
you
That's
like
you with your like dying breath.
Oh my God.
That took everything out of you.
Sorry, this happened to me on another podcast the other day because I just had the flu.
You got too excited.
And I like...
Do you need a throw lozenge?
I'm like, and 100 glasses.
I feel like we have them.
You know what this is sort of like?
That was
it's if you spill wax. It's actually very hard to get off of, say, a wood floor or a carpet. What you do when you spill wax is you put like a towel down over it, and then you use a hair dryer, so you remelt the wax, and then the wax re-adheres to the paper towel or towel.
Cool. That's awesome.
And coolio.
Yeah, so
coolio.
That's just another...
Coolians.
That's coolio. It's kind of like my ice thing, but it's missing something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that you can pick it up and like that's what you dream of for water.
The dreaming part. There's no dream.
It doesn't happen enough for you to know to dream about it. We don't know to dream about how we can pick wax up off the floor.
Isn't it crazy, by the way? So water can be
created or destroyed.
No, it can't.
Right.
No, it can't.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry. That was stupid.
It actually can't. Have you seen this thing about, by the way, I don't remember what it's called, but like the whole like idea that like if you have a plastic water bottle that has water left
in it,
it's like laying around,
That
is trapped water and it will never return back into the atmosphere because the plastic is encasing it. So if you ever see like a water bottle laying around that has a little water in it, you should open it and release it so that the water can return to the, because then that is literal, it's gone forever, that water.
I was skeptical of that when I saw it. And then I
but
saw.
But it's true. But think about it.
But then
but
I saw. But then I saw another TikTok that said it wasn't true, and I said, "Case closed."
But how could it not be true? It's in there.
Because the plastic gets all smushed up, the water gets out. Because it gets all compressed, so the water gets like.
When does it get
know.
Compressed?
In the landfill.
No, but I mean, like, if it's just like laying around.
Right, but that's gonna make it to a landfill eventually, or it won't, or long term, it will. You know what I mean? Someone's gonna squish on that thing. I keep saying
what were you
going
to say before? I think that's fine.
No idea. Right.
No, fuck. It was like about, like, you were like, water can.
Was it this?
Oh, it's not interesting.
Doubt it.
I was just like.
Prove it.
Okay. Well, I just was thinking about like, okay, so like water can
Watch
be water
this.
Or it can be ice, but it also can be vapor.
Right.
And it's like. The vapor part is where I get lost because it's like the water is like in the we're like is the water in the room with us
right now
but
I'm obsessed, I'm addicted.
But there actually is like
to the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Right.
By the way, I'm swimming.
I know.
I was
literally.
Yeah,
it's true. But what was wrong, Charlie? Think about a sauna and a steam room.
It's something like it's. I can't fully get in there.
Are we recording?
No.
I think this is just a little
chat. Well, this will be, we are recording, but we're not releasing this one.
Totally.
This one is just going to be for us to reflect.
Right. We did have that recently where
Charlie
and I recorded a whole episode and afterwards we said, nope.
Yeah, that's true.
That wasn't for anyone.
Yeah. It was a Patreon episode.
Yeah.
Mm.
And we just got to the end. We're like, I just don't think so.
Was that anything? And I was like, no. And we've put out some episodes that are nothing.
Right.
So it had to be.
We have a low
really
bar, and
nothing.
It literally was like crazy limbo underneath it.
And really, what happened was, should I tell this whole thing?
Yeah.
This is a segment we do, or a Patreon episode that we do. That's, I'm slowly unscrewing this entire thing.
Dismantling the microphone.
Oopsies.
I'll take it. It's a Patreon episode concert we do. It's called The Great Tradition of Oral Storytelling, where we just retell, like, movies or TV shows or stuff.
To each other.
To each other. And I was going to do Frankenstein. And I started, I was giving context in the background for Frankenstein and started describing it. And Natalie was like, wait, I want to read it. So I don't want you to spoil it for me. And it was like, oh. And then.
You don't know what happens?
What?
No.
With Frankenstein?
No. You don't either. Like, you think you do, you know the premise, but.
It's
what,
different than
how
you would think.
How does it
but
happen?
I think I read
don't
it.
Don't please.
Oh, then if you read it, then you know it.
Oh, I didn't read it.
I'm like, you have
if
no
you know,
idea
you know.
Unless you do know, in which case
the movie.
You know.
I've only seen cartoons.
Representations of it. Yeah. You've seen like.
What is the movie?
I don't think there was one.
There's a black and white movie.
Oh, yeah, but there is that one.
Who's Munster?
Which, that's the Adams. No, that's the Munsters. The Adams family is the Adams, and
the
Munster
family
is the Munsters.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Munster family. So let's do our list.
Okay.
Sandy, would you please hold these? Do the honor. So Charlie and I brought in our ideas. We're gonna go over today, and Sandy's gonna
read
them
out. And you choose one, and you read one out.
Who wrote this one?
I don't know.
Because it's strange the way that you did it. The piece of paper is upside down. It's ripped this way, and then you wrote your things on the bottom of the upside down, just for the viewer. So you ripped
listen,
it, and then you because you could have done it that way and just
right
it,
right
like,
I think
way,
it is
you
that
just
way.
It.
No, it's not.
You did it upside down, and then oh, I guess you folded
right,
it.
I think I folded it, and
so
then
you wanted to get rid
the
of the
so then you
part.
Were like that.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right.
And let's
right.
just analyze how Charlie did it. No notes. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Does he say Charlie's ideas? He always does that at the top.
Charlie's ideas.
Very possessive.
I date it. Yeah.
So do I pick one to talk about?
Yeah. Whatever fancies you.
Some people have electric toothbrushes.
Okay, that's one of my ideas. Some people have electric toothbrushes. Well, there's not much more to it than that, but I'll say this. I just think it's funny that it, like...
I just think it's funny.
Yeah, I just think it's fucking funny that... No, I'm glad I brought it up. Well, basically, it's like there's this big split in society. Like, some people have regular ones and some people have electric ones, and I really don't understand, like, if I should be having an electric one, and it's a big different process.
It's very, very, very simple.
I can speak a lot to this.
You have one.
Well, I do, but it's complicated.
Oh.
Right. So that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And
so,
do you have an electric toothbrush?
Yeah.
Does everybody except for me?
Here's the thing. I wonder what you think, but my experience was like I didn't have one, blah, blah, blah. I had like a different kind. Or like I had one when I was younger, mm-hmm. like a CVS one. And then I went to the dentist and he was just like, it's just like that's the thing you need. Like it's and I was like, what about like a soft bristle? And he was like, stop. Like you need an electric toothbrush. Like
right.
Sandy.
What I will say about it is I hate mm-hmm. Obviously, everybody hates this. Nobody likes this. When you go to the dentist and they're scraping.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
if you use an electric toothbrush, they will scrape way less.
Right. Because it's scraping for you. You're scraping
your
nightly.
Teeth better.
It's just brushing
scraping.
Your teeth better.
It's just way, way better.
But
right?
I'm having this issue, and I'm curious if you are. This has happened to me now 3 times to the point where I've actually abandoned my electric toothbrush.
What happened?
Yeah. A hush fell over the room. Okay, here's what here I'm stuck in a cycle mm-hmm. and I can't break the cycle.
That's mm-hmm. natural.
Mm-hmm. Here's what happens. I buy an electric toothbrush. Mm-hmm. Yes. Then it comes time. You have to replace the head.
The head. I honestly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I try mm-hmm. to find the head that works.
Mm-hmm.
I buy a pack from somewhere. And they say it fits. It's so expensive. I open it. It doesn't fit.
Right.
And I cannot. And I search the internet. And they go, they've been discontinued. So I buy a new electric toothbrush.
Oh,
a brand new one.
What's your right. brand?
I guess Oral-B, but maybe that's my
you
issue.
Fuck around?
But then it happened again. And I just and
that's
it's just
maybe
the point
my hesitation where I'm like I think I want to be off grid when it comes to brushing my teeth
right because
like,
they do track it
right literally it's
and
like,
they send
I don't want them to be knowing
it.
About like
it
got
cops.
It he's like he's on another pack
right.
like I'm like
yeah.
can I be private for a second like this is my teeth like I don't want
literally.
To be, like,
and
know
I do
like
actually
that.
Do have something that I'd really like to speak about mm-hmm. re-electric toothbrushes.
Oh, I'm so glad I brought it up.
Actually, you know what, I am afraid to bring this up because I actually have a sculpture idea based on this idea and I I've never had an idea for a sculpture before.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that's so exciting.
But this is the sculpture that I want to make, but I'm mm-hmm. going if I say this, mm-hmm. someone else is going to make
it?
The sculpture.
Guys,
if you
do
that,
not take
I'm
it.
Going to be I'm doing this direct to camera. If you take Sandy's sculpture idea, I'm going to fucking kill you.
No.
Copyright. Okay, if you say copyright
what?
Before you say the idea.
Anyone.
I can't kill anyone, but you know what I mean.
You can threaten.
I'm going to kill your career.
It's not illegal to threaten.
Good luck getting work in this town,
yeah.
honey.
I think, honestly, if you do that, mm-hmm. that would be very frustrating and hurtful.
Right.
Yeah, I would be really upset. But if you say copyright before you say anything, they legally can't steal it.
Really?
Yeah, copyright.
Cool, copyright.
Copyright to that.
Copyright. Me too, copyright.
Copyright for your thing that you're about to say. For
no.
For me, I get the copyright.
No, you
no,
can't
but
do
that's
that.
What I
well,
said.
Whoever says it last.
Yeah.
Copyright.
It's like,
copyright.
It's like I'll say the idea and then we'll go copyright.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Who says okay. it, gets it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you copyright. Know that thing. Okay, it's literally like horror movie to me. It's like you walk, you're at someone's house.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, can I use the bathroom? And they're like, of course, down the hall. And you go in and you're like washing your hands and then you see their electric toothbrush and like they don't wash it and they don't take the head off and wash it and they don't wash the base and it is like this like slimy, do you know this?
The dirt, yeah.
You've seen
in
this?
The circle, like in the charging in a, port.
No, it's like, maybe your friends just aren't disgusting.
Like, well, to be honest with you, I've never changed the head of mine.
But you wash it.
But this happened this past.
But you take the head off and wash it, no?
No.
Do you have it caked? Do you have like toothpaste caked?
No.
I'm telling you, this has happened to me several times.
Maybe rinse it, I guess.
I don't take the head off. House. It's usually someone's roommate because my friends would never.
They wouldn't do that, yeah.
It's like.
Yeah.
And it turns like orange. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Thank you. Okay. No. Because it's
more
like.
More of an LA thing.
Mine? Yeah. Yeah, so the difference in New York and LA is in LA, nobody washes their electric toothbrush. But it's like, it gets like caked and yellow and disgusting. And it's like, and I look at it and it's like truly horrific and I want to make that a sculpture. I want to build the electric toothbrush and like make the cake. Mm-hmm. But it's like, what do you do with a sculpture? I've been meaning to ask a friend.
You sell it.
No, you find a gallery. Gallers. And you have the connections and you can do it.
Do you think?
Yes.
I just have to figure out how
my
to make a sculpture.
My version of this
go
is
on.
That so, I've... So many people's bathroom towels are so
copyright.
Oh, fuck. Damn it. We had so much time.
You know what? Good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, it was your idea, so I'm glad
you
got
like
it.
I feel like you deserve it, honestly. Yeah. And to be very honest, I'm happy for you.
Yeah. And I wouldn't even use it, the copyright, even if I had it.
Totally.
I think I would have. I wouldn't have asked you to do it for me.
Would you sell the race?
I think I might have commissioned you.
Like, we're going to do a 50-50 split. You make it, and whatever profits we split. Because I have the copyright. You did the work.
Yeah.
That's pretty generous. No, I feel like so many people's bathroom towels or towels generally just reek of mildew.
Yeah,
not to
disgusting.
Be judgmental, but it's like, go ahead and be washing that every once in a while. You know what I mean?
It.
Like, get in there with like being throwing that in the
yeah.
The washing
get in
machine.
There with being throwing that in.
And I hate that smell.
I hate that smell. And so many people, people who are often otherwise clean, and I'm like, am I like, hey, like I have a fun activity for us?
Yeah,
let's
they
wash
must not
towel.
Be as bothered by the smell.
Right, many people aren't.
I know you, and then your hands smell like it.
Oh, when my hands smell like mildew.
The other day.
Yes, and I really kept having to go wash my hands because it lingers.
You know, because it's like a sponge.
We'll you touch the sponge
so fast, and then your hands are all over the sponge.
So your sponge gets stinky quick.
Yeah.
Actually, not mine, but other people's. And I'm also changing my sponges.
I feel like I use my sponge twice, and it's mildew. And I'm going, what am I doing wrong here? But I'm really – well, one time I had a friend come over, and she was watching me do the dishes. And then when I put the sponge away, she went, I think you could do a little better. Squeeze that out. She was like, I think you could give that another squeeze.
Oh, so then there you go.
But since then –
yeah.
Since then, I squeeze.
You're squeezing robustly.
You know, Spike had this idea when
friend.
He was on our show.
Okay.
And he was. Okay. Oh, what'd you say?
Nothing.
That's a good friend.
Yeah.
Spike.
Or the person who said that.
Oh, Spike is also a good friend.
Yeah, that too. That's a good friend. He was saying that it's just like the sponge is like a curse, basically, I think. And like you just do the best you can to get the water out and you just like.
It's
pray.
True with the sponge. It's like, it's so obviously imperfect. And it's just like, this is the life we live. And like, we get through it the best we can.
I have an idea.
Yeah, that's what they've done with COVID testing too. they just made the tests and they said, they don't
it's
work.
It's not perfect. Right. Yeah. Right. Oh, it doesn't pick up any of the strains, but
yeah,
we do what we can.
And it's like, you know, the rapid tests like don't work, but then also the PCRs don't work. But that,
it's
but it's
so
like,
true.
You know, you can get a PCR, but if you need the rapid, it won't work.
Right.
Totally.
And by the way, and that's done.
I know. It's actually like.
So like, but the good news is you can spend $20 on it.
Right. You can spend 40 even.
Right. $40 on like the rapid, the PCR. What we can promise you is that it won't work.
Yeah.
In either direction.
Right.
You're welcome.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll listen.
That's always what I say before I forget what I'm about to say.
Listen to this.
It's so inconvenient.
That's fine.
But I did have something. Oh, about the sponge. Oh, I have a dream to make a loofah plant.
I'm like, copyright.
This is like a
plant. Wait, is loofah natural?
Loofah is a plant.
Stop.
And you can grow them, right?
Is sponge too?
See, you guys know everything.
No, sponge is
plastic. It grows underwater. I think, right? Oh, yeah, but not the sponges we use.
Or do they?
SpongeBob?
I'll take it away. Sponges are plastic, but there is like sea sponges.
But can we use those? Maybe that's the issue.
I think you probably could, but
I for sure think we can't use a sea sponge.
I don't think so. Because if you touch coral, you actually have an infection for like 25 years.
But a sea sponge is not coral.
Yeah, no, but it's not. It's family.
It's adjacent.
Well, they hang around each other.
Yeah, they're good friends.
They influence each other. Coral. You it's are so the sad. Company you what? Keep.
Coral. I know.
I know.
It's not good.
It's really sad what's happening with coral.
Honestly, don't even.
And
tell
you,
me.
Do you guys even? Oh, sorry. I am interrupting your sponge. Hmm? You had an idea about sponge. Oh,
that there's a plant that you can grow. And I think I want to just have a plant of it. And then you take it from the plant and you use it.
Have you ever
it
used
as a loofah.
Aloe?
From yes, the aloe plant? Bro.
Burn your hand, take a slice.
Yeah. Like, what were you going to say?
No, go ahead. You had something about aloe.
No, you're Natalie, you go.
If I did my thing, Sandy.
Natalie, go ahead. Take it away.
I already went. It's Sandy's turn. Then it'll be Charlie's
and
turn.
And what was I going to say? Coral is sad.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was going to go on a fully different tangent.
Take it. Let's take it away.
Like, okay, because I'm feeling
that. You're a vegetarian?
I was for a long time, and then I had to start eating chicken and fish because my doctor said I had to.
That's a fucked up doctor.
Well, okay.
Joking. I eat all that crazy shit.
She didn't say I had to. It was just like my stomach.
Right. Sandy has stomach stuff.
I have stomach stuff.
Sorry, y'all.
But it's actually a lot better. It's actually a lot better.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You did psychic healing around it. You actually cut toxic people out of your life.
No, literally.
Yeah.
And my. Do you know this? I used to throw up.
One time I saw you at a show and you were telling me about getting a ball to massage my stomach with. Because I was having digestive problems.
Oh, yeah.
And we're also psychic, by the way.
I threw up pretty much everything that I ate and drank for the last 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But now look at me.
Drinking,
after each meal.
Having two sips of the matcha.
Right. Woo!
Had two sips of matcha in
it. Can you speak to the story quickly of what that was like?
Yeah. Horrible. Horrible, horrible. But it's not funny. So I don't know if this...
But you did make a really funny video about it.
I did.
That was really good about like throwing up in front of your insurance company.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, it's so good. It actually was the one video, it's actually the one piece of comedy maybe I've ever seen in my whole life that is like genuinely funny and genuinely political. It's like John Oliver actually wishes.
No, literally. Okay, do you know the Yes Men?
No.
Yes.
studies. Clearly.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
My studies. Yeah. It's
like activism, but like theater, but like performance art kind of stuff.
Shoot.
Yeah, it's. I would not say that business. It's Yes Men-esque. If I could be so bold as to call myself Yes Woman, but they're they're major for me, so that was kind of the vibe.
In the line.
But I'm trying to do another vid right now, but I can't talk about it because it's under wraps. But basically,
it was horrible.
It was horrible. But I've had health issues my entire life since I was little, like starting when I was like in middle school. Like, you know how there's always a nosebleed kid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, that was you.
Yeah. Well,
and
it wasn't.
And
for
you
a
were a gymnast.
I was a gymnast.
Aww.
Separate.
What was your bars?
Okay, did you do the uneven bars? Which one did you like better? Taller or the littler one?
Did you do pole?
Obviously, like the smaller one closer to the ground.
Right, of course.
So the big
did
one
you
scared
do
me.
The bars?
Yeah, I did. We all had to do everything.
Bars, beam, floor.
One more. One more.
Pummel.
Nope, what? That's for boys.
Yeah. Pummel.
Vault.
Vault.
Speak on
what
that.
Was your favorite trick?
Well, I love bars was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked this thing, and I don't remember the name for it. But if I tried to just, I could probably like. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's like you jump and you do a kip. Mm-hmm. Do you know what that is? Like, wait. Actually, yeah. So you jump and you swing.
Yeah.
This is actually, I forgot. For the listener, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Right.
So you
I'll try to visually.
You swing forward.
Uh-huh.
You swing back, but you like put your legs through and then you let go, release, and
grab
the bar again.
That's so sick.
And then you kip up and then keep going.
That's cool.
That was my kip. Sorry. Right. Kip is you jump, swing, and get up.
Right.
Wow.
That was my favorite thing to do.
Do you do anything now that like gets you swinging like that?
I do aerial silks.
Oh, so literally.
Yeah.
That's
I did
so
trapeze
fun.
For a bit too.
I did it recently.
Trapeze school in New York?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, you knew about that?
Of course. Yeah. Me and Peter took an intensive.
Oh, right.
You
right,
did
right.
trapeze?
Yeah. Didn't I talk about it like a lot on the podcast?
No. You weren't listening.
No. Yeah.
Not you did it with your brother, sleeping. Actually?
Oh. No, I did it with Milo and his mom.
It's so fun. It's how many did you do? One class or?
Just one. It was like for my friend's birthday.
It's literally so fun and it's easy and anyone can do it.
Literally, it was easy. Like you do like a release and get caught like in the first class.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Do you
want to
see a video of me doing it?
Yeah,
okay. not right
but
now,
I got
right
I got quite it's I got private. Quite good at doing it, but then I had to stop because it kind of was hurting my back. But Silks doesn't. It actually makes me feel better. Like if my back is hurting and I really? Go to Silks because it like stretches.
Well, yeah, you're like dangling. Yeah.
But then it's fun because you get to like do like drops and stuff.
Well, that's the whole thing with Silks is you're like. You get so close to falling to the floor. And then right. you're like.
And maybe I like am wrong about this. But no. But I don't really get scared. My issue with gymnastics was I was like very scared of everything.
Oh.
But with Silks, I don't get scared because I'm kind of like, as long as I hold on, I'm fine.
Right.
Like, and you can. Right. Like gymnastics. Like the vault, you're just like flying through the air.
Vault was the. I hated vault.
It's so scary.
Vault was really scary. You're just running as fast as you can at this big thing. And then you have to go over it.
Right.
Is it a springboard?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
Should we do the next idea?
Sure.
Oh.
Thank you.
And maybe let's do one of Natalie's. Just to be fair.
No, it's okay. That is mine also.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to be funny, but it didn't really work.
Well, you freaked me the fuck out.
I totally whiffed it.
Let's discuss, because I have no idea what this means, so I would love for you to explain it.
Two words, Fiona and Cyrus.
Cool.
They are friends of our producer, Emma, and how did they meet? On a little app called Hinge, which is a dating app designed to be deleted. They met and they are, from what I'm hearing, completely head over heels in love. And they met on this app.
And they're really good together?
Yeah.
They're really good together.
I mean, it's amazing. And it works. And that's because Hinge really allows kind of a depth of information.
Totally. You have to answer these prompts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like if you share a lot of information on another app, it's mm-hmm. kind of like, ew, why mm-hmm. did you want to share all that stuff?
Right. But Hinge, it's kind
you
of like
have
you have to.
But then with you need it right. to be able to have a conversation.
It actually shows if I were like, ugh, they're making me do this. But yeah. And then it's actually like, but thank God they are.
Thank God. Right. Because you actually have something to say.
Yeah. And specifically, Hinge's LGBTQIA+ prompts are designed to help queer daters better connect based on similarities, interests, and compatibility.
That's cool.
That is cool. They sent us some of these prompts. So we're going to answer them.
Okay. The first time I knew I was gay was, this is actually something that comes up, like yeah. on,
people do talk
people
about
like
this.
To talk about their uh-huh. early gay feelings, mm-hmm. so I could see that being a really good prompt. Like mine would probably be like, when I saw this like on TV, like there was this girl like, and she dropped her underwear panties on the ground.
Whoa, and you were like.
But I'm looking for what that movie was, okay? It made me gay. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that could start a good conversation with someone.
Yeah, I have this joke I'm doing right now in okay. my stand-up where it's like, I'm like such an oversharer. So I came out really early. I came out when I was 14. And the joke is like, I'm like, I saw like a hot guy when I was 14 and I was like, Mom!
Aww.
Yeah.
That's a great story. So you could say that on the app.
Right, exactly.
Download Hinge and show off your full self using their LGBTQIA+ prompts today. Then find someone worth deleting the app for.
Yeah, have a little fun.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Airport plan allowed.
Okay.
It's like, what is that? Like, I can't
know?
Wait to hear.
Guess.
Airport plan allowed.
Would that be like if you were, if we were all hanging out and you were going, okay, so the flight takes off at 8 p.m.,
yes,
so I have to leave. Is that right?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. Oh,
that like, even if that. you make the calculation yourself, sometimes you have to ask someone, like, what time do you think I should leave? But you do have to say it out loud to one person in order to just
to go
be able to do it. Yeah. Like I've never gone to the airport and not just at least told one person like the flight's at 4. I should get there around 3. So I'm going to leave at 2.
Right. Like you do need one person to sign off on it.
To go. No, truly. You need one person to be like, yeah, you might be cutting it a little close. Maybe leave like 1:45.
Oh my God. That is so true.
I didn't do it this past time.
It's funny because it's true.
I kept it to myself this past time. And you missed the flight. And I almost missed my flight. Wait, I was the last person to board.
Yeah. Now that I got to the gate, can I tell it?
Sure.
Now that I got to the gate and was like kind of like leisurely, like was like, oh, should I take a car? Okay, I'll take a car. Like, I don't want to cut it close.
Yeah, sorry, I'm ready to do it.
Yeah, okay.
I was sitting at home and I was like, should I take the bus or should I take a car? Like, I was like, it's an hour and a half versus like, like 40 minute trip, like car. Whatever, I'll just take a car.
You take the bus?
Took the car. Like, are we going trains, to like an Airbus.
Yeah,
Newark, actually.
Newark? Oh, yeah, I did that once doing the public transit. It's actually quite easy. It's just takes a long time.
It is just long, right? You do New Jersey Transit.
But if you're...
No, but it's far. It takes like... No, you know why it's bad? Because if you ever fly into Newark...
You're done.
You miss that one train and they run every 40 minutes. And you're like, with your suitcase, it's like midnight and you're like, I want to get the fuck home.
And then, by the way, take a car home. Once you get off of the train, you're at Penn Station.
Well, not anymore. Now it's the Moynihan...
What's that?
Center. They redid it. It's fancy now. It's Penn Station. It is
New York changes pretty fast.
It's the Moynihan Center.
I love the idea of you getting to the airport and then making your check. Like, so it's just like, and you have like the slip from someone. Like someone signed off on like your timing. You're right.
Well, so at this time, so I was walking through the airport. I stopped and looked at like a neck pillow and I was feeling it. And I was like, how much are these? And she was like, 45. And I was like,
45?
I know. I was at Biden the airport.
Biden-flation.
Right. Biflation. So then I was like, whatever. And I just like walked there and I was like, should I get food? I was like, let me just see my gate first. And I walk up to my gate and there's no one there. It's like completely deserted. There's no one even in the area. And there's just one flight attendant at the main, at the like little podium. And I was like everyone's like late or something. And then I like walk up and she was like, you almost missed your flight. And I was like,
did you have the time wrong?
Yeah. I saw the time that there was like a cutoff boarding time, and I thought that was a starting boarding time.
Right. So you got there right at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Have you ever missed a flight?
No.
Wow.
Except for like layovers. I've missed like from a layover.
Totally. Oh, yeah.
But I've never, actually, something I've like, and I get so close constantly. I really am not like good at being early to stuff, but I've never missed like a flight, a bus, a train. And again,
have never missed a train? What are you talking about?
You've never missed a train.
No. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Like, if you're, like...
If I'm planning on taking, like, the 612, I'll get on it.
Wow.
Oh, like, the Metro North.
Yeah, not, like, a subway.
But, like, you know, Metro North, it's, like, impressive. They come every, like, 20 minutes.
Right, that's
sometimes.
Not even that high stakes.
No, but...
And I bet you maybe I have.
Because it's not as high stakes, like, all the more so you should miss it.
You miss
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
Miss it. I challenge you to miss it.
Yes. What would it be like if you missed it?
Right.
This what
is, like, the OCD like? Therapy of, like, I'm like, if I miss the train, my mom will explode.
Miss the train.
Right.
Well. Miss the train. You know what my mom used to always say to me?
Right.
If I like looked at if it was like 2:48 mm-hmm. and I would be like it's 3, mm-hmm. she would be like, "Well, if the train leaves at 2:48 and you get there at 3, you missed the train, didn't you?" And I was like, "Why is this like
what
a lesson you're
instead
about?"
You're like, "Stop talking to me like that."
Like,
you're like, "Right. So if this were a train, wow. then like I would for sure be getting there earlier,
but it's but not and I'm just not. Saying it's 3."
Yeah. Whoa. Okay. You know, I get that cuz when you're a parent, like funny. It's up to you to teach your kids like everything.
Wait, that's so funny. Like, you know how you meet people and they all have these random little hangups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like you become a parent or they become a parent and it's like that's what they're telling the kids.
Literally.
And then we're all like the product of parents who are like, this is my random little hangup.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually challenging my generational trauma right now by turning the heat on in the winter.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. Exactly.
No,
you're like
seriously.
You know what? I'm cold, actually.
And you know what I did recently that was like so major. I'm just really trying to be like, I make life so hard for myself. And this is also all kind of on my healing journey.
Right, right.
It's like...
Oh, with the stomach stuff.
Right, with the stomach stuff. Because, long story short, puke. Years. Tried everything. Every medication. I got 2 procedures done.
Really?
Actually, 3.
What kind of procedures?
They gave me an endoscopy and then injected Botox into my stomach. So they
to relax
had to, like,
it?
Yeah, so they had to go, like, down through.
Oh, my God. You look amazing.
No, thank you. Literally so much.
Botox?
No, Botox, of course. And what is funny, because they sent me, like, photos of my stomach, like, before and after. And before it's like this. And after
really?
It's like.
Oh, wow. Does that kind of work?
The first time I thought that maybe it did, but then I think what it was is that I actually, around when I got it, I had a job that was like the most like positive, chill work environment I've ever been in. My stomach just started feeling better.
Right.
And I thought it was the Botox, but it was actually like
the lack of stress.
Yeah.
Whoa. Interesting.
Yeah. Wait, why did I bring that up?
Because it's important.
Yeah, totally. No, but you were saying something and then it was related to something.
The time.
Even. Oh, because I'm trying to just be like, I make life so hard for myself. I'm always so stressed. And there's all this just like, well, and once again, I hate to say it again. Say it with me. Jewish. So it's like, I won't spend money, terrified at all times. Like, and I was like, I literally, the other day I went to put on socks and I opened the drawer and I was like, every pair of socks in here is so old, so dirty. First of all, from the dollar store to begin with, they're so old. They all have holes. They're all so hard and painful. And I was looking at them and I was like, I don't want to wear any of these. And I just threw them all out. And I went to Uniqlo and I got like brand new socks. When and it wasn't that expensive.
Bro, literally. Like, I'm knowing I like have been on this journey so much and so often where I'm like, let me actually like not, I don't have to like be like, oh, fuck, like, ran out of my, like, four good pairs of underwear. Now I'm, like, in the bad underwear era.
And it's like
why don't I? And I'll spend money on, like, other stuff.
I know, and I will any GoFundMe that gets sent to me $200. Right. Any GoFundMe. Is $200.
Right.
Sometimes 100. Right now I'm in a 100 just because it's, you know, times are tough. Right. But
Biden inflation,
et cetera. Right. Except the opposite.
Right.
With how much I'm giving.
Right, exactly.
But it's like I won't buy myself socks. Right. It was like $30.
I do think like socks and underwear is an arena where people like very often exercise restraint or like frugality, and it's like it's not the space. Like,
it's not the space.
Mm-hmm. Like find that money somewhere else.
Yeah, why is it? Why is that the spot where people are like, oh, I have to be? Or you just
I think because they're so worthless. Like it's like what a pair of socks.
But and it's also like they last a while. Like.
Yeah, the good ones.
Right.
Like, if you just get socks, like, it's not like I have to buy them all the time.
Right. It does make a huge difference on the days where I'm like, oh, I love this underwear I'm wearing.
No, yeah. I know. And I threw out a bunch of my underwear, too. Yeah. So baggy and bad. So baggy.
Really? What kind do you get now?
Well, am I allowed to talk about stealing on pod?
Yeah.
I think it's up to you and your relationship to the police.
Then I won't.
Wait, oh, okay.
Because did get never mind.
Oh, I mean, you can in terms of our podcast, right? Exactly.
No, I'm proud of you for that. I think it's like
I'm gonna just because I have a court date coming up. Not related to stealing.
Right.
Got it. And by the way, don't be a narc about this.
By the way, don't be a narc about it.
Don't steal Sandy's sculpture idea.
And don't steal my sculpture idea. And I got arrested because it was for social justice. So shut up.
Oh,
good for you.
Right.
Thank you. And I'm saying that to brag.
You're going to malign her now?
So, like, so now you're going to arrest me for stealing?
Like, the perfect crime, like, steal your sculpture idea and then, like, put you in jail.
Put me in jail for it. Like, but I didn't even say that I stole.
Right.
Right.
Who said I stole?
No, no.
Right. Nobody
you
said.
That.
No.
That's actually libel and you're under arrest.
I stole a pair of socks. From Uniqlo once.
Yeah.
But it was a
long time ago and I've really changed. And I would not do that again. And I regret it so much.
No, that's great. And you gave it back tenfold.
I gave it back tenfold. Well, I donate to Uniqlo. Right. Every time I see Uniqlo, it's like Sandy, I give them $200. I Venmo them $200. Sometimes they don't accept it. I leave cash there.
Why is that so fun?
This?
What you guys are doing? I want
to
play.
I have a relationship with socks I need to tell you guys about.
What is it?
When I was a kid.
And break.
Thank you. When I was a kid, one of my things was wearing two different colored socks.
Of course.
You guys too?
Well, you're trying to build a narrative of comedians. Personality.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Attention seeking.
Yes. Yeah. And now it is so, I will never do it. I will do anything to not wear two different colored socks.
That's funny.
I think it's the lamest, you still kinda would. Weirdest thing.
If you hadn't had that past, like, you would do that and wouldn't mind it.
I don't know. I don't know if it's because of, it didn't really make that much of a mark on me, but I was remembering the other day, like, someone was lending me socks and they were different. And I was like, I can't do that. And
this
then I was like,
fear.
Oh, maybe this is, yeah.
Because I do sometimes, but it's not intentional. It's like I lost a sock or one had a hole in it and then you just put them together. But maybe this is part of my sock journey of being
never
like,
intentional.
Release them.
No, I'm actually hearing that you're reacting.
It's clearly related. Yeah.
Can I ask, did you also knee sock? Do you need socks?
No.
Me neither.
like Pippi?
No, me neither. What?
Like Pippi? Long socking?
Just a bunch of different knee socks. I was really into knee socks.
That's
what are you
swag.
Do?
Of course.
Come on.
Must have had an amazing sense of style.
Oh, I was always wearing colorful socks. Oh, God.
Can you say the thing about the colorful jeans?
Yeah, well, there was
you hated too much.
Well, no. Well, I really, like, my outfits in high school were, like, the tightest little skinny jeans you could ever imagine from American Apparel.
That was appropriate for that time.
At the time, that's what one did.
Yeah.
With, like, a big button down or big shirt, big sweater above it. I looked like Mike Wazowski.
The orange guy?
mean, no, green. No, he's green.
The green. The green circle guy he's who has green. The tiny little legs.
Green. Hey. I know. He's green like Shrek, which, by the way, it's like, right. We already have a green monster.
Yeah, yeah. Get over it. Right.
But Mike Wazowski was funny.
Yeah, he was really funny. Yeah, he's Billy Crystal in it.
Right. Oh, right, he's hilarious.
So funny.
So, but then I also would wear like, I would wear either black skinny jeans or like greens, like bright neon green skinny jeans. And at the time I was also like with my mom, like watching a lot of like, you know, bitchy gay reality TV, including Fashion Police.
Totally.
I'm just remembering an era in my life where I was wearing lime green skinny jeans every day and watching Fashion Police with my mom. Being like, yeah, she looks really bad.
Forgive me if you've talked about this on pod. Were you out in high school?
Yeah.
Wow.
Charlie came out like, really early. Like, he was like,
I was out in like 14. Ninth grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nobody in my school was out.
Really?
We had like three. I wasn't for like a really long time.
Yeah.
Wow. When did you come out? And we're talking about this and I'm forcing it.
Please. My journey. My pleasure.
My journey, my pleasure.
My journey to pleasure.
Right.
By the way.
My pleasurable journey. I came out like when I was like 24 okay. to 25.
Mm-hmm. In the 24, 25
it was range. Trump. Yeah, yeah. So it was Trump era.
Trump era.
Right, right.
You saw what he was doing and you said
enough.
Enough.
I was like, let me do my part. To yeah, resist.
Totally. Totally.
When did you come out? Can I say that?
Yeah, totally.
Are you out yet?
I'm coming out now. Well, my first like sexual experience was with a woman, but like, it's like weird because I don't feel like I've ever really like come out, but mm-hmm. I do distinctly remember like, always knowing that I was like
right.
bi.
Right, yeah. Right.
But I guess I've never like been
right.
like.
Right.
So maybe it's
here. I am.
Do you want to try it? Do you want to? We can be mom and dad if you
right,
want.
Right, right, right.
What do you say when you come out?
What I used to say is I'm dating women.
That is what I say, I guess. That is what like I said I'm to my women. Dad or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would just be like, yeah, I went on a date with a girl. And he was like, is that something that you do? and I just was
like, no.
And I was like, yeah, you know, I date men and women. Mm-hmm. And he was just like,
right.
Okay. And then now literally any time I mention a friend, no, if I mention any friend
uh-huh.
that has a girl's name, Sarah, Hannah, anything, mm. he goes, so is Sarah more than a friend? Every time. Every time. So is Hannah, she more than a friend? No. No.
Right. No. It's a valid question, it's like, though.
She's actually just a classic friend.
Just a classic right. friend. And by the way, like, I already told you that I date women. Like, I would tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, right.
I would tell
you're not having to. It's like you kind of missed the boat on like invite, like asking that.
It's
you
like know we've what I mean? Been like open about this like this whole time.
But right. do you always tell them when you're dating someone?
I usually tell my dad asks. My mom doesn't really ask.
Right.
But if my dad asks, I'll tell him.
Are they together?
No.
So it's like it's not getting to her.
No. She actually got mad when I like didn't tell her mm-hmm. that I was dating Anthony for mm-hmm. like, cause we had been dating for like a while. Did you know Anthony? My ex, whatever, what are you gonna do?
Period.
Yeah, period. The way that I like told her was like, I don't even remember. I just was like, she asked what I was like doing mm-hmm. over the weekend. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna go to the beach with my boyfriend. She was like, you have a boyfriend? I was like, yeah. She was like, why didn't you tell me? I was like, well, you didn't ask. Mm. And that sort of, that right. period.
Well,
but my dad asks.
It's like, this is a thing I have with my dad a little bit where he's like, why aren't you calling me? And I'm like,
well, you're not calling me.
Call me. Like, right. you know what I mean? Yeah, like, by the way, I'm like, it's a little loserish for me to call you. But like, you should call me. Like, that's normal. Like, call your son.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
I'm going to call my dad. Like, and I love talking to him. But I'm like, you reach out.
Wait,
but
that's interesting. Do you call your parents?
I call my mom, yeah.
Mm. But I call my mom when my mom sends enough texts where she's like,
can let's we talk? Be calling,
yeah, let's be calling
well,
each
my
other.
Mom calls me.
See, I feel like I'm the opposite where right. like my mom is like a surfer and she lives like off, I mean, she lives in Costa Rica and it's
she
like,
lives off the beaten path.
She really literally does. Like literally we have like a text thread with like my mom, my brother and me where she'll just send a picture and she's like, I'm in Nicaragua. And we're like, totally. and then she's like, here I am. I'm in Indonesia. And we're like, totally.
Whoa.
And my brother said we need to air tag her.
No, seriously.
But with her, it's like, if I don't hear from her for a while, like, I have to check in.
You're like, right. is everything
she's
okay?
Busy. Yeah, and she's trucking around.
And if you're listening, Mom, I love you and I will check in.
Lots of love. That's sweet. Lots of love, no doubt.
Yeah, she does. She likes to listen to my podcast appearance.
Really? Yeah. That's sweet. Oh, she loves.
I don't think my mom has listened to this.
Can I say something to her credit? Your
Go
mom?
Ahead.
Yeah.
That she doesn't ask? It's like, you have to ask. And also sometimes when someone asks if you're dating someone and you're not, it's like, no, and there's more to life than that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, totally.
No, sometimes that it can is be true.
Right.
And it, but it's if like, you have someone you want to talk about and someone doesn't ask, like, you're like, hello.
No, right. I know. Anytime my dad asks, he's like, are you dating? And I was like, no, and I would tell you if I was.
Yeah. Right, right.
And stop asking me. Actually, one thing that he started doing it, I don't know if he knows that he does it, but on my 28th birthday and then every birthday since, when he calls me, he asks me if he goes, so you ever think about, you know, getting married, having kids? And I was like, you know, yeah, you know, think about it sometimes. He goes, okay, well, you ever think about freezing your eggs? Every year now.
Wait,
on
is
birthday.
He a doctor?
He literally is a fertility specialist. So I feel that like, on the year no. that on the year that I turned 28, right. he just was like, fuck. Like, yeah. He's going, he's looking at me, he's calculating how many right. I have left. And every year he's just like, he's yeah, you should really freeze the eggs.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's so crazy. What else does he say? like, should I not be using my microwave? Or
are you trying to keep the food cold?
Like when it gets toasty, not yeah, soggy.
You shouldn't use the microwave if you want the food to be cold. But like if you want it to be hot, you can like, use it.
I put the food is perfect. That's exactly what I wanted. Put it in the microwave, set it for a few minutes, then it comes out way hotter than I want.
Burning hot. Yeah, I leave it out. It gets perfect again, so I pop it back in.
I was worried making that joke because you looked at me with fear in your eyes when I said that. You were really confused. It took a second.
I think I heard you saying, are you trying to get pregnant? Because I thought that would be like the next question. And totally. So I was like bracing for that I kind of like walked into right. and then it was something way cooler.
It was way funnier.
Okay, I'm curious about this because it's another one where I don't really know what it means. Far away rule.
Okay, far away rule. This is like a thing that I'm feeling now that I've been in LA, which is that I think it is spiritually healing as a rule to look at things that are far away.
Yes.
Yeah. I think just like it is always good for you. It is always helpful. And you can get that in a lot of different ways and contexts. Here it's really nice and it happens kind of a lot. Like because the city
mountains.
Is, you really get it mostly with height, but also you get it by looking at an ocean.
And this like, what do you mean by height?
When you're up high?
When you're up high, then you can look at things far away. Like you get it in New York when you're like on top of you're in like a high story of a high building.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like as a thing, it's like, and if you don't have that and if you're feeling maybe like you're feeling spiritually bereft or you're feeling like you're needing something, like, let me just add that to the arsenal of things to try.
Mm. And this is a rule.
I'm just like a principle. Like, look at things that are far away.
It's the far away principle.
The far away principle. Yeah.
I like that. Like, the stars are far.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And looking at anything.
Not like, in LA. The stars are here.
They're
the stars
here.
Are out.
Right.
The stars are out.
Yeah.
The stars are out.
You are going to be basically seeing Hayley Lee Richardson at like Mari Coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys had any crazy celeb sightings?
Yeah. I saw Catherine Hahn.
Really?
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
That's
Where?
Awesome.
Thank you. By Maru Coffee.
Likely place for her to be.
And my friend saw Hayley Lee Richardson at Maru Coffee.
Likely place for her to
Hayley
be.
Hayley Lee Richardson from that show.
Mm-hmm.
That
Guess what? My boss, my nannying boss, mm-hmm. was like, have you watched White Lotus? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, you look like that girl.
You're like, what?
She was like, your style is like her. And I was like, you're saying something more hurtful than you could possibly comprehend. Like,
you know Jesse Warner-It?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She was saying, I remember she like tweeted something when the show was coming out where she was like, I hate all of Portia's outfits. And then I realized that I dress exactly like her. And she posted a bunch of photos where she's literally wearing the same outfits. It was so funny.
Totally.
I know. That did really bad things for like our girls that live in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
Well, there's this thing that my friend Patrick said where he's like, he offhandedly was referencing the narcissism of small differences, which was maybe a Freud concept. Which is just the thing of, like, you when you're, like, you know the thing of how sometimes, like, you really hate people who are actually so close to you?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, duh, because you are actually seeing all, like, the little things that are different. But then also, like, it's, like, the thing that person said to you at that party one time where they were, like, all hate is self-hate.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I remember Ben said something like that to me once where I won't name names, but there was a guy that he was, like, I hate this guy, and it's because he reminds me of all the things I hate about myself. Right, should exactly. I not say that on pod?
No,
I'm not saying who.
Yeah, whatever.
And I didn't say who Ben.
And actually, by the way, I don't know which Ben.
You know
which
Ben.
Could be my cousin. Could be.
Yeah, it's your cousin Ben.
Yeah.
Right. The gay one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but come on.
For me.
There's no need to call names.
You don't need to out him on pod.
He's not right. He's ready to come out on the pod.
You have such a like hunky curl right now.
Oh yeah, like in the meaty one in the middle.
Yeah.
I know, I saw that and I loved it.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's nice to have curl definition. Okay. Anyway, do you guys have anything else to say about the far away rule principle?
I do. I'm nearsighted.
So that means it's
so the far away principle is a little more hard one for me.
Well, what about glasses?
I have them.
So you could wear them, huh?
Yeah. Actually, they're right here.
Show us.
I'm also nearsighted, and yeah, I also don't wear my glasses.
Right.
Because my eyesight's not that bad, and you're right here.
I know.
Because we're nearsighted, and right now we're being near.
Right. But it's hard because it's like, when do you wear them? Like, I'm, I think
I wear them when I drive.
Yeah, same.
I wear them when I go to the movies. And then lately I've been trying to, like, go places without them because I don't really like wearing them because, famously, glasses make you ugly.
Right.
So if you...
Yeah.
So it sucks that it's like that.
I know. It just sucks. So...
I kind of think they look good on me.
People,
no, they do. And by the way, I was kidding. I'm jealous. I wish I could wear them.
No, my vision is
perfect.
I have an issue with it. I don't know why.
I understand. It's classically loserish.
It's classically loserish. And also, it's just sort of... I have to just get, like, prescription sunglasses or something because I'm always being, like, layers of glasses.
Yeah, yeah. they have clip-on ones at Warby Parker.
Okay. I'm interested.
Come on, Charlie.
I don't think that's true.
It is. We just went in the other day. I almost bought a pair of Emma Chamberlain ex Warby Parker sunglasses.
She runs this town. Who is she?
Right.
I know she is because I had a job for, like, 2 weeks. It was the best job I've ever had in my life. It was, like... writing for like a YouTube live show for
a gamer clan.
Oh, yeah. That pays so much money.
It did for how much work it was. It was like 1 hour of work every 2 days, and it paid like a full time job for 2 weeks.
So awesome.
And it was for video gamers in a house to have a live show. Totally. And I started the job and they were like, it's gonna be a 4 hour live show with games and guests and segments, whatever. And then the next day, they were like, okay, like, the budget's, like, things are getting tougher. Like, it's going to be 3 hours. And then the next day, they were like, it's going to be a two-hour show. And then they were like, it's going to be 1 hour. And they were like, it's going to be half an hour. And then they were like, it's going to be 15 minutes. And then they were like, it's canceled.
They said 15. They said 15 minutes? They were going to do a 15-minute version?
Yeah. Like, they were like, it's like a, it'll just be like a couple, like, bits.
That's sort of like what happened there. With, do you remember Vice Live?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of like what happened.
Oh, my God, you have this history.
Wait, what happened? You were like an anchor.
You were a news anchor.
Yeah, I was actually a news anchor.
You were like literally like, you were a late night TV host.
You're such an unconventional news anchor.
I was a late night TV host, right. I guess.
That's true.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's what they tell me.
Right. But it didn't work, Vice Live.
No, it didn't work.
It famously flopped.
It was.
Why? Why? Was it bad?
Well, there was just like nobody in charge.
Right.
And everybody just was like afraid to make a decision because it was like, we don't know who's in charge. Because
it was like. Kids?
What? No, it was like the network just decided they wanted this like late night show.
Who's the network?
Viceland.
Do they have a network?
They did at a time. I think. And it was on television.
Oh my god!
It was literally up, but it started as a 2 hour live show.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 4 or 5 days a week. I can't remember.
Holy shit!
And they gave us no writers. And they would just
oh my God,
and
really?
they would just go talk about Kanye, like whatever.
Wait, who else was the anchors?
It was me. It was Zach Fox, Marie Faustin, and Fat Tony.
That's so random. Like, why did they do that to you?
It was so no. Why did they do that to me?
Was it so stressful?
Yes, but they paid me so much money. I tried to say no like 5 times, and they just were like, "We're gonna give you a lot of money."
And you're like, "All right."
And then they made it shorter and shorter and shorter, and then they canceled it.
Well, actually, it was kind of funny. It was like 2 hours, and then it became 1 hour, and then I left because we were doing Deborah's, and then my like goodbye episode was like that Friday, and they were like, we're gonna take a week off and reset, and then we're gonna come back with a brand new show, and they canceled the show on Monday. And I felt so bad. I was like, did I like make Thank everybody it. Lose the job?
Right.
No, you know what it's like. I'll tell you exactly what it's like. When everyone's hanging around talking, but it's like late.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Everyone kind of has to leave, but they're just like having fun talking. If one person is like, I actually have to go, everyone's leaving.
Yeah.
Because it's like.
It was like clearly this
it had
yeah,
to,
it
end,
has to end.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
It was so. I'm really glad that like there's no. It's like not available online. And like one time they posted a clip
mm-hmm.
on their YouTube and I made them take it down because I was like, please stop.
Like, leave me alone.
Yeah. There's a few clips on
I
YouTube
see
and
it.
Don't. No.
Okay. I won't. Don't.
Don't.
It is funny like that. It's like, so why And, you know, there's actually, like, TV scientists who look into this sort of thing of, like, totally. Why does something work and why does something not? Yeah. And, like, what structures? It's interesting that you're, like, so the problem was nobody made a decision and they, like, didn't put the support behind it of, like, writers and, like, because you're, like,
and also, right. like, the four of us were not, like, we didn't know each other.
Right,
I knew Marie, but, like, just from stand-up, like, we weren't really friends. Right, and it was, so it was just, like, hey, you four, why don't you sit on these couches that are so weird?
Right.
They had us on a circular couch mm-hmm. on a raised platform, and then they would bring in an audience that they paid, mm-hmm. and the audience would just stand around us.
Oh, standing?
No, they weren't sitting?
Right.
Some of them were sitting, but they would mostly just stand behind
for
us.
For 2 hours?
Yeah, and then they would, like, move us around. So it would be like, okay, now we're going to do this segment over here. Oh, and the whole thing was in the lobby of the Vice building.
What?
Yeah.
How long
I'm, like,
did you
not
do it for?
Sure what Vice is, to be honest with you.
I believe
so, like, I'm going off, like, a pretty weak understanding to begin with. But, yeah. like, I know that it has
they
to do with, like, drugs. And I know that it has to do with, like, news. But I also know that it has to do with, like, food. And I
totally.
Know, yeah.
They're, like, a website that we, media company. And they've always been, like, I've been staying away. But it's, like, they're, like, a harbinger of, like, what's going on in media for me.
Like, when they fire people.
Yeah, I'm like,
they,
oh, people are getting fired because they're getting fired over at Vice.
Yeah, well, because it was, like, for a while, they were, like, buying up all these warehouses and mm-hmm. buying up all this stuff. And mm-hmm. then they, like, did this show. And then it was, like, we have no money, actually. And mm-hmm. everyone's gone and right. everyone's fired.
Wow.
And I think they don't have the big warehouse anymore either. I have no idea. But the show was on for 6 weeks, I think.
Respect.
Fuck. I don't think that there should be any shows like that.
I don't think there should be any shows.
Yeah. For kind you. Of ever, yeah.
I mean, no, late night is like, just like, we don't need that. At this so point, crazy. We've actually progressed past that. I don't
but
need
yet.
To be saying that. And by the way, like, I take that back.
Yeah, I kind of take it back too, but I said it too.
I actually
time.
Don't. I think that there should be late night if it's good, but it's not, so stop it.
Right.
Exactly. Let's do an idea from the list.
Oh, okay,
or did
yeah.
we?
Yeah, we did. It was
we
about
did
Faraway far
Rule.
Oh, great. Okay.
Kind of got there.
Oh.
Wait, do you want to do Natalie's?
Yeah, Wind Beneath Wing.
Well, I was walking the other day, y'all.
Prove it.
That's like Nico. Sorry.
Who?
It's like a joke I knew you guys wouldn't. It's like a random reference to a random
like
song.
Velvet Underground,
yeah.
Nico?
Because she's like, she has a song that's like, I've been out walking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I do my bit about it?
Yeah.
My bit about it yeah. that I do with Richard is Nico Terminator. She's a, it's like she's Nico, but she's the Terminator. Mm-hmm. I've been out walking.
I don't do too much talking these days. That's funny. Wait, can I really quick actually do a bit
yeah.
that I just came up with?
Yeah.
Just now?
I came up with it the other day. Mm-hmm. This is called Bruno Marge. Cause Uptown Funk gonna give it to you.
Nice.
Oh, homie. Oh, homie.
Uptown Funk.
Gonna give it to you.
Wait, you're both really good
Uptown
at that.
Uptown Funk's gonna
I
give it
I think you could
to
do
you.
It too.
I don't know.
Did you watch The Simpsons?
No.
That's why.
Yeah.
I don't know The Simpsons. I don't know that girl.
Yeah,
and I don't know The Terminator.
Peta. You know Lois.
Yeah, I know Lois. I like
I
Family
I
Guy.
Do, I don't know if I can do Lois. Lois is hard.
It was really a problem when Peter and I lived together.
Peter Smith.
You guys did?
Peter Smith. Yeah, for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And I would Aww. Go, Peter. Mm-hmm.
I just went to their show and it was awesome.
Star.
It was
Star of Stars.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
I miss them
so
much.
So
it's
good.
The hardest thing in the world that we don't live in the same place.
I'm so sorry.
I know, it's
I hate
horrible.
That happens.
Listen,
I've been out walking. Okay, go.
The Wind Beneath You or Wings is that I was walking in Brooklyn Heights the other day mm-hmm. and it was so windy and I actually was like fighting it for a second, like walking into it, like and it was like blowing against me. And like, you know when it blows so fast that like the air going into your mouth feels different
mm-hmm.
or your nose,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like it's harder to take a breath because
yeah,
it's like going,
it's going
so
in.
Fast. Yeah, it's going in.
And
you're like,
you're
stay
it's
still.
To go out.
Yeah. And it's just supposed to be, like, not moving as much. It stays still, and you take it in and out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And this is Wind Beneath Wings.
Right. So then the wind changed because it was whipping in every direction.
Famous.
And
it
started
change.
Pushing me to my destination.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, I was walking really fast. Guys, I swear to God, it happened.
And that's on...
Period.
Yeah.
Hashem, right. I don't think I've ever actually had the wind like move me like that. Like it's just something I experienced.
Right,
but like
right.
I was like a legit sailboat. Like it took
right.
me all the way to work. It was
yeah.
crazy.
Wind is yeah. so crazy. Cause yeah. like I'm sorry, but like literally what is it?
Yeah.
Where is it? If there wasn't a tree, you couldn't see it.
Right.
It it could be windy right. and you could look outside and it
right.
would just be.
It is funny. So it's like, so the, all the air is over here, but they actually, it actually has to go that there. Way. Right.
Right. Oh my God. It's funny to think about the air like,
well, they're just sort of like, over here.
Yeah.
Over here.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just like, what
it's
is
right.
it?
It's
it
pressure.
Comes from other like
but
countries.
But like,
I'm not kidding. Like,
I do love
it comes
wait,
across
wait.
The ocean, like from other like continents.
That's a thing you read about in books sometimes, where there's like the wind always. Actually, wait, and it happens in LA. It's like, oh, the wind
yeah,
comes from this.
Winds.
Like, do you remember the time? Never mind.
There's like a hot what? Wind that comes here
from where
you know the Santa Ana winds. I assume it comes from
right
Santa
Ana,
right. and it's hotter there.
It's
I would assume
south.
Based on how hot it is.
Okay, right.
it's like hot wind.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then yeah. it leads to the fire sometimes, or makes them worse. Shoot.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, you guys.
It's so bad.
The fires.
All of it. Just everything.
LA is so precarity. It's all like you go to these houses on these
fires,
like.
Fires, yeah.
I was driving around yesterday looking at the houses in like maybe like Silver Lake and Franklin Hills. And it's like they're all these gorgeous homes on the tiniest little stilts.
I know. It's crazy.
Talk about Mike Wazowski. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's really what they're looking
for.
Talk
about like high heels, like selling Sunset.
Mike Wazowski.
No.
Of Mike Wazowski.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's of Boo saying yeah. Mike Wazowski.
Oh,
sorry.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, sorry. So Mike Wazowski goes like, wait, what? He's Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
He's like, put that thing back where it came from, or so help me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly. Good. That is
Thank
what he
you.
Says.
I know the girl that Boo was based on.
Is
what
me.
Do you mean? kind of. How
I'm
do you know that?
I'm pretty sure it's a girl I went to college with.
I think she
Her
just said that.
Parents were friends with the people, with the animators. I'm pretty sure.
You know how some people
you
just say
fact
things?
You guys fact-check that? I know.
I believe
you're right.
You.
That's
I believe
right.
you. I believe you.
Yeah.
And I believe you.
I know. Something that you don't revisit. I used to think the story was true that I had this bus driver who didn't know the alphabet, and she would have us make us sing it to her in kindergarten.
Because she, oh, and you.
And then I like really tried to tell it to someone like 10 years later and was like, holy shit.
You like getting revisited. That's like she just wanted you to like.
It's like she's this really sweet woman. She didn't know the alphabet. She didn't even.
And
she
needed
didn't know the
us
song. Yeah. Like, we would sing of her over and over
she
again.
She could never remember. Yeah. She could never remember. She was like.
What are the other things that you like do to kids? You like say to kids where you're like. It's like, you know, like a kid has like a little water gun and like they squirt at you. You're like, yeah. Oh my God.
Did you see Jacqueline Novak's special?
I saw the live show. I haven't seen the special yet.
She does like a bit like that where it's like. About like when a kid like comes in and is like rah and you're like ah and
yeah.
it's like if you actually respected the kid you would be
that,
like
right?
that wasn't scary and like I'm butchering it she's funny
right no it
it's
sounds amazing
concept.
It is a funny concept
well right it's like the version of it is like you as a kid you're like I used to be like really scary actually like I was like really like I would
oh,
scare
yeah,
people
yeah.
all the time
no, totally.
Get really freaked out and I would just do these like honestly like kind of paltry like monster impressions and people would get really, really scared.
Yeah,
I had to stop doing it for a while because like people were like
right.
so worried.
I was scaring my parents all the time, like any
right.
like older cousins, like they'd get really freaked out.
Yeah,
so.
It just like got
think
out of
it's
hand.
Real.
What?
Sorry.
What? Sorry, no go.
I'm like, wait, stop. But they don't. But kids don't think it's real. I'm pretty sure.
I actually did. You guys experience this? That I didn't know that kids actually believed in Santa.
Yeah,
like
totally.
I literally because.
Right.
No, right.
You're like,
I grew up with a lot of Jews in New Haven.
Yeah, it was like, I grew up in a very, very Jewish community.
Oh, really?
So then there was like, it was like, I had one friend that wasn't Jewish, but she like went to JCC
yeah,
after
yeah,
school
yeah.
program
she
with us. So she
Jewish
like,
literate.
Knew all the prayers.
Right.
She could speak Hebrew. Like, but yeah.
No, I would never, I was like, right.
I was like, well, we're all like aware that this is like.
Right.
Like
a
story,
right,
exactly. Like you hear a lot of kind of crazy stories. As
right,
a kid.
It's like
but
totally
kids really
Santa.
Straight up are believing it.
They're really believing it.
Yeah.
I actually just had this instinct of like, oh, I hope we didn't spoil it.
Oh, for the listeners? For the listeners.
You do the NPR thing of like, there is a bleeped out version of this if you listen with kids.
Yeah. NPR,
and
wow.
it's like kids still believe in boo. They're like, what? I believed in the Tooth Fairy.
I
a little bit.
Did and didn't.
Yeah.
I was like aware that it was my parents, but I also wanted to believe.
Right.
So I would write the letter, but I kind of like
you didn't.
Yeah, I got the letter the first time, or I got like a note, and I was
the
like
letter.
The letter. No, it was like a note with a dollar.
Of course.
And I was like, "This is my mom's handwriting," and I confronted her with it. I was like, "So this is your handwriting?" She was like, "No," and I was like. Come on.
You're so cute.
And I knew. But also, like, I was like, I know your handwriting. Like,
right.
what are you doing?
Yeah. I do feel like I
Aww,
want to hear more about your childhood from the perspective of your mom.
Oh.
Like, I think I've heard a lot from you. It's been great.
She
I'm ready
have,
to hear
I
about
don't
it.
Yeah,
know
I think
if
she's going to have a different version of events.
Yeah.
I don't know if she remembers.
You
it
were
that
the one
much.
That got divorced.
She does.
Was
talked
her.
To her about
she
it.
She was like, he always says we got divorced. That's
he
not true.
Got divorced.
He got divorced.
He's the one who got divorced.
He always like, has this version of it. He has it totally back.
He's like, kids just like,
he
don't
got
understand.
Divorced.
Yeah,
like, I had to go between him and his husband's house.
And he was always like, you ruined my life by getting divorced. It's like, you did that.
You made
got
it hard.
Divorced.
Stop putting this on me. You, guys.
All right, let's do the next. Should we plow through?
I don't know. I don't. I think we just want to talk.
I know, but not plow through, but just.
Yeah.
We haven't done. Join today.
Oh, that's mine. Okay, this is join today. It's like.
It's like you don't know what day it is. Is that what you mean?
No.
Oh, well, that's true.
Can I guess what it is? Can I guess what it is?
Yeah.
When on like commercials and stuff, like ads, whatever, where they're like, this is the gym, blah, 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 join today. And it's such a directive that you're like, okay.
Kind of, but it's sort of, it's the opposite where it's like, they're like, join today. It's like, yeah, well, you would say that. Like,
right,
you would
right.
want me to join today.
Well, to me, it's like they say join today and it's like, you shot this commercial months ago. Like, I can't go back
can't go
and
back,
join
right?
now.
It's too late. Like, it's too late.
You don't mean today.
Right, you can't.
Well, sometimes when
join
I'm like,
whatever day you're watching.
If I'm posting like tickets to a show or something, sometimes I will say like, buy tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. Say it in like a command form.
Right.
That's
because I'm like, is that more effective? Like, instead of like,
Tickets are available.
No, it's like, buy them now or I will
right.
Get upset.
It is just like,
I wonder if that
it's
that
just
actually
this
works.
Thing where sometimes with ads where I'm like, well, you're biased. Like, you're talking to me about it. You have this ulterior motive where it's like you're going to make money if I join.
And it's like, right. Of course you would want me to join
yeah,
today.
You would want me to join today. Like, I don't know if that's the best for me. Like,
right.
Don't talk to me. They're like, you know what you should do? Actually, you should just join our gym.
Right.
And it's
also,
like,
when they say join,
yeah.
It's like, what do you really mean by
right.
that?
Join.
Pay. You're joining.
Pay today.
Oh, my God. You know what the worst advertising or contemporary, like, store thing is like we're a family. Like, join the family. It's like, you read, like, a bag of popcorn.
And by the way, it's like, just have like a picture of popcorn.
Right.
Like
exactly.
I don't need the story of the popcorn.
Right.
Right.
The two of us like we felt like there was no good options for now that like we're part of like the Buddha popcorn family.
When I
like,
was a little girl, I would sit at my grandmother's feet while she would make her
right,
delicious grandmother's
is.
Sauce. And that
totally. There is always like a burned letter on the back of a tomato sauce jar. That's like the one promise our grandmother made us keep.
Yeah,
or
was
something.
To always
it's
have
like fresh tomatoes.
Yeah. The grandmother sauce. The way that grandmother sauce is like such a good idea for a product, unfortunately.
My grandma's sauce, like her meal that she always makes is brisket. And it's like everyone's like, oh, it's so yummy. It's so yummy. And then.
And by the way, non-Jews call it pot roast.
Oh, really? Is that what a pot
That's
roast
what
is?
Pot
oh,
roast
really?
Is.
Oh.
I think.
I don't know. I only know about brisket. I don't know about pot roast.
Sorry, continue.
Well, I found out a couple years ago that her recipe for her like famous brisket that like I love, everyone in the family loves,
sugar.
Is literally ketchup.
Ketchup, yeah.
It's like
end
the,
of list.
Yeah.
It's like onions, ketchup, water.
That's like,
and
you
she's
know,
like, you got to cook it. Yeah, cook it for 8 hours. And I was like, really? And she was like, sometimes if it's not looking good enough, I'll add more ketchup.
Well, ketchup's like so good.
It's like
ketchup
tasty.
Is like one of the most complex like flavor profiles ever.
It's
like,
so good. It's sugar.
Yeah.
The you know like the halal carts when they have the white sauce?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is?
No.
One time I just asked, I was like, because it's so good. I was like, what is the sauce? He said, it's mayonnaise and vinegar.
Oh,
that's all.
Right.
Anytime there's a sauce that you like, it's mayonnaise.
It's mayonnaise. Yeah. Right. I don't run from that. Like, I know that people have trouble with mayonnaise or like.
Have
you read
that
book,
that.
Run Towards the Mayonnaise?
Actually?
No, sorry.
Oh.
It's a joke if you know about what I'm making a joke about, which
is what?
That there's a book called Run Towards the Danger. But it's funny.
What's the book about?
Obviously, it's like about, you know, mind body stuff, run towards the danger, you know.
Yeah, I love
exactly.
it.
I love
yourself
that you're
by running into the trauma. No.
I love that you're not running away from the fact that, like, a lot of stuff
I don't know,
because
a lot of people
run
are like, this is actually mayonnaise. Like, you know, you're eating mayonnaise, right? I'm like, great.
Right.
The only issue
would
well,
be
that's
if it's
true. Overpriced.
Like, mayonnaise like, was a whole thing, and then you kind of grow up, you're like, this tastes great.
Well, it's just like egg white.
It's
like
egg white and olive oil.
I don't know.
And like a little vinegar.
Is it
like,
so like
or lemon?
Unhealthy or something?
No,
like
no.
Why is it so?
No, I think people are just like, ew, mayonnaise. Like in a, like a way where I'm like, you don't mean that.
It's it actually is grow up.
You know what's
it's
gross?
Delicious.
Like grapes.
How so? How so?
Thud.
Like eyeballs? If you peel
sure.
them?
I guess if you peel them.
What about like guava?
No, that's
what about
delicious.
It? I am trying to defend my girl. Mayonnaise. It's not as easy as you think.
You don't need
though.
To tear
for
other
me?
Women down.
No, you're right.
To defend your friend.
Yeah.
Like
mayonnaise and grapes can both be good.
It's also like femphobic to be like, no, I don't like guava. Like mayonnaise is cool. Right. You know what I mean? Like, those are two different kinds of women. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Wait. My thing with my grandmother's cooking was that, like, I also, like, there was this narrative about it where it was, like, she's so good at cooking. But then I think I kind of grafted that on, like, the idea that grandmothers are good at cooking. And then, like, kind of more, like, later on, my mom was like, no, she's, like, not that good at it. Like, she never really liked it. She didn't want to do it. And, like, she was fine in it, but, like.
Thinking of, like, the storybooks.
Right, exactly. I was like, oh, like, Oma's cooking was so good.
Did you say Oma?
Oma, yeah.
Wow. Or do you have grandparents still?
Yeah. Yes, I have one.
You really hesitated.
I really could not remember. Do you? Well, I was like, is she alive or not? And she died, like, 10 years ago.
You both, wow.
I have one. No, I actually have two grandparents.
Wow.
One. Well, I'm estranged from one of them. Totally. Shout out. And he is a listener. Just kidding.
or are you?
He might. I have no idea.
Right.
I would be really surprised if Robert were listening. And then Armand is she's in Paris.
Oh, my God. I love her.
I know. Yes, you've seen pictures and videos. She's fab. And she actually is a great cook. But wow. Oma was not. Oma would be like, what was her? She made salmon in the toaster oven.
That is...
That's okay, that's right? Awesome. Like, no, a toaster oven is just an oven,
right? Nothing wrong with that.
But then it's just going to stink a salmon in it.
Oh,
she did that, and she just put mustard on it all over the top, threw that in there.
So wait, which thing are you saying now? She's good or she's not good?
No.
She was making some amazing things. She would put salmon in the toaster oven and cover it.
But she's like, not that good. You were kind of saying it like she was actually pretty good. Like she would make salmon.
I think it's like, I'm not saying she's bad, but it was like the narrative of like, oh, she's so special and good at cooking. Yeah. Is like, that's not quite right.
Totally.
I have been making. She definitely did it. Fabulous, fabulous food.
You have
sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Very clever.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to break nothing out of that. Because I'm on my eating journey.
Right.
Because I've only just started eating again and like I'm a little afraid of food and I don't remember to eat or buy groceries. Mm-hmm. So I really am trying to like.
You got to be deliberate. Yeah.
I'm like right now I'm really just like mayonnaise and a kombucha and I have to like do something about it. But I'm trying to like and doing something about it is just getting groceries.
Well,
but,
like mayonnaise and a kombucha is like together. What is that? Like where is the
you're
mayonnaise
saying like
going?
What's in your fridge?
No, that's all. Sorry.
I had a second
yes,
there too.
Sorry.
Like kombucha, a little bit of mayo around the rim, right. Delicious.
Right. Sorry, yes, that's what's in my fridge.
You're like, you know what the kombucha topping is actually, right?
Yeah, by the way, you know the SCOBY is just mayonnaise. It's mayonnaise and vinegar. No, but I'm trying to like, I need advice about like what to eat, how to eat it, what to make. Like, I'm just like scared of everything. Mm. And also like.
What are some things that you like can eat that you feel like comfortable when you go out? What do you get when you go out?
Well, like, I've been making a lot of soups, but I'm just a little... Yeah, soup is really...
It's actually a great way to be cooking.
I also had an acupuncturist tell me that soup is really good for me for eating because it's basically pre-digested.
Yes.
Everything is, like, cooked and really, it's like, soft. So he was like, that's really good for you. Mm-hmm. But I've gotten stuck in a rut.
What kind of soup do you
just
do?
Like a butternut squash rut. Oh, it's like, what else could...
That's a rut. Your tires get... stuck in a rut like that.
Exactly.
Like,
it's you really good. like once you get in it, it's like I'm in the habit, but then like I can't really break out of it. Like I'm just not really thinking of like what else can go in the soup.
You know what I had so good the other day? I don't know if this is kind of like boring like for the podcast, but like whatever. I saw it online and then I made it. Little soup with like kind of like scallion, ginger kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Stock and like miso, whatever, and then just frozen dumplings.
Oh.
And then it's kind of like
yum. This
yummy kind of soup.
Wow. Yeah.
That is cool.
You should learn how to do a miso soup, which is not that hard.
Okay.
You just get the paste.
And then actually you get like tofu and it's like kind of filling.
Okay.
So that's an idea.
I started making stock. This is boring. I'm sorry.
No, it's fun. That's what it is. Like,
and making stock feels
this is
so
the
good.
Stuff that is awesome.
I mean, you probably don't do this because you don't, or maybe you do, and I don't know, and you'll tell me. But I get like a rotisserie chicken, and you eat the chicken, then with the carcass, you put it in the freezer, then you make the stock.
I have one in my freezer right now. My brother came over, he goes, why do you have a rotisserie chicken in the freezer?
I know your brother. I met him.
Mm-hmm. Where, when?
We met like in a funny way, like on the street.
I feel like he told me this.
Yeah, it was cool. It was outside of a romantic depot that neither of us were going to.
On Fulton and Washington?
What's that, a romantic depot?
Like a sex shop.
Got it.
A Romantic Depot.
Sorry, I've just never heard that.
No,
yeah, you said it. That's like the generic term.
I was like, that's like the name of the store.
Right.
Got it. Okay. But it's just like one of those Romantic Depots.
It's a depot, but this one's very romantic. Like,
it really was like
the atmosphere there.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if it's like, because it could
but
be.
But how did you meet? Oh, never mind. No, it could be.
I don't remember. We were with someone who knew him already.
Got it.
So then it was like.
I think we should do the next idea.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
But I had to say something, actually.
Go on.
Okay.
About. Two things. I just got a freezer thing that freezes soup. It's like an ice cube tray, but it's big, long, so you can freeze it in like chunks to pop it out to reheat. I'm really excited.
I need that.
I'll give it to you.
send a link.
I will link you.
I'll mail it to you. I'm not going to use it.
Oh, actually, that's kind of my brother said this very funny thing once, which is that he was like, this is my favorite geriatric device, and he has what he uses is he has like a coffee cup warmer, and I feel like that's your geriatric device.
Yes.
Like he goes if you pour hot coffee in a mug that's not hot, all of the heat will transfer to the mug,
and then
it leaves. So he likes to
preheat the mug.
He preheats the mug.
And on like a little plate?
It's a little hot warming plate that warms the mug.
Fabulous.
Ugh, do you have a geriatric device that you like?
Ooh, yeah, I probably do. But I can't think of
it. You like a lot of stuff like that.
I do like a lot of stuff like that. Natalie, what's mine?
I don't know, but I have to say something else, and then we'll come back to it. I promise.
Can I say mine?
Yeah.
Air popcorn popper.
You're going to say AirPods?
No, I'm actually anti-AirPod. But yeah, it's just like an air popper.
It's like you just put in the kernels, boom.
No oil?
That's fabulous.
Really?
Really.
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 I'll show you later when
I'm
you come
interested.
To you.
How much counter space does it take up?
I just keep it in a cabinet, if I'm being honest.
Right. I don't have stuff like that.
Right. In LA, we have cabinets and closets.
Right.
I literally, what I would give to have a door to close in my apartment.
I have three closets. When I lived in New York, I made a closet. I had to build a closet. Me and Peter had to literally build closets.
You too. This is what I just want to say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, and I lost it. Oh, I got it. I was at dinner with some friends, and they were eating wings, hot wings, and then the server came by to take it away, and they were like, actually, can I get a bag for this? And they brought it home to make stock.
That's genius.
Isn't that genius?
This is that ice cold. Michelle Pfeiffer, that white
cold. That was Natalie Price who did that.
Smart.
Just shout out.
Another Natalie.
Yeah.
Cool. That. Okay. Last thing on the list
Thank you.
Car park beep.
Well, this is the thing that Charlie and I were talking about the other day of basically like when a car is like so into like alerting you what's going on. You know those fancy cars?
It's
that, like,
out of control.
You change lanes and they're like beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
And like if you get like too close to something, it's like beep, beep, beep. And when you're like parking those cars and they're just like beep, 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 beep. What the fuck is happening? Like we're surrounded by all sides and it's like, there needs to be a way for it to know that you're parking.
Right.
There needs to be a button you can press that's like, I'm parking. Like,
it's like, relax.
Right, like,
relax.
God willing I get close to these things. Like, that's what I'm trying
that's
to
sort
do.
Of the goal.
Right.
No, like, I know. Jake and I were doing this the other day. Jake, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Romantic
Jake
Depot.
Honig.
He was parking, and it was literally, because it was a really tight space, and it was like, he would back up, and he would go forward, and he would be like, no! And he would go back, and we were like, I can't. It has to stop.
It has to stop.
My car doesn't do that.
Right.
No. Right.
The
That's
car is
right.
like, I don't want to alarm you. We're
right.
surrounded.
Right.
My car encourages hitting.
You start, it's like the first beep comes in when you like make the turn in, and it's like there's a car right there, and it's like beep, beep, beep in the corner. And then there's like a wall in front of it. It's like beep, beep, beep. And then the wall on the side, and they're like beep, beep, beep. Wait, what the fuck is going to happen?
Wait, it's so fun to drive Sandy's car because actually last time I was here, Sandy lent me her car.
It's
How
true.
Nice is that?
Really?
Yeah.
That's really nice.
If you ever come here and I'm not here, take it.
Yeah, it actually was amazing and changed
like
my life.
It's like, just crash it. I don't want it.
Right.
Just crash it. I don't want it.
But just also, it's it. Like, I'm a good driver, but anytime you do a little mistake, Sandy's car, first of all, the license plate is funny. I won't say what it is.
Thank you. Because
it's
for privacy.
But and then also, there's all these bumper stickers that are like, clear the road, I'm 16. Like, and it's like, it's tons of like goofy, funny bumper stickers. So anytime I was like, I'd like switch lanes and like I'd be like,
I'm 16.
No, I feel so stupid anytime I cut someone off and like all of my bumper stickers are like
they're all like I'm not driving for real, I'm using my feet, like
no it's better than that. And here's what I'm gonna say about bumper sticker culture.
Mm-hmm.
Some bumper stickers are funny, mm-hmm. and some are trying to be funny and they're not.
Yes, that's
and
right.
It's like for me the ones that are like
the
don't honk I'm listening to, and then it's like a long album title. It's like not funny.
Yeah, that's not funny. It's been done.
What I have
yeah, that's a good one.
Clear the road, I'm 16.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that started it all. Mm-hmm. I have Don't Follow Me, I'm Lost Too. and then
you love like Borscht Belt's humor. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I have one that says A Woman's Place is in the Mall. And then
that one's not like driving related.
No. And then I have another one that says, this one I'm actually going to replace because Sabina Meshki gave me a better one. Mm-hmm. It just says Honk If You. but it's sort of, I would say that it's like a play on the form and it doesn't serve me anymore.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But
I'm sure it made a big splash at the time.
Like, when I first saw it, I was like, yes, Honk If You.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, you have to keep iterating. Like, yeah, that's like, just how you honk stay if you. Creatively mm-hmm. fulfilled.
But the new one that Sabina got me, I'm mm-hmm. very excited. I have to put it on, says, I think it's something like, quit honking, I only listen to honking on vinyl.
That's funny. Yeah.
That is funny.
All right, let's go see your car.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
That, oh, yeah. Do you want to do Song of the Week really quick?
Oh, yeah, I never did it. Well, it's LA themed. It's All I Want to Do by Sheryl Crow.
I love that.
It is have some fun. Such a good song, yeah.
Is that about LA?
Yes.
Okay.
It's, yes, and there's nothing like it. There's no other song like it. She has a totally unique POV.
Let's put it on.
What's the POV?
Just like she's like a girl and she's like hanging Charlie. Out. Yeah, it's whatever. Totally. It's like there's not.
Singular.
There's nothing else that's doing it quite like she is.
Listen to this. Mm-hmm. This is Natalie's song of the week.
Mm-hmm.
This kiss. Unstoppable.
Wow.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning
you,
in. Give it up for
Thank
Sandy.
You, and
we love you.
I love you.
Goodbye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.